SpaceX just paid $10 billion for a button. If they push that button, they buy a coding startup for $60 billion more. If they don't, the $10 billion is gone. That's the deal Elon Musk signed Monday night. Welcome to AI in 15 for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Wednesday show, Marcus. And the AI subscription economy is visibly cracking on three fronts. SpaceX signed a two-part option deal to acquire Cursor for $60 billion, or pay $10 billion just for the right to try. Anthropic quietly yanked Claude Code out of the $20 Pro plan, and then called it an A/B test. OpenAI shipped ChatGPT Images 2.0 with near-perfect text rendering and a reasoning mode. Meta is installing keystroke and screenshot surveillance on its own employees to train AI agents. Anthropic took another $5 billion from Amazon and committed $100 billion back in cloud spend. And Moonshot's Kimi K2.6 has a new independent benchmark read. Musk's $60 billion call option on a VS Code fork. Anthropic speedruns goodwill destruction with its developer base. And OpenAI gives image generation the reasoning treatment. Lead story, Marcus. SpaceX announced Monday evening it has a two-part agreement with Cursor. Unpack the structure, because this is unusual.
It's the most creative deal structure I've seen this cycle, Kate. SpaceX has the right, not the obligation, to buy Cursor outright for $60 billion later in 2026. If SpaceX chooses not to exercise that option, it still pays Cursor $10 billion for collaborative development work done along the way. In effect, SpaceX paid roughly $10 billion for a call option on a potentially $60 billion company. If Cursor is worth less than $60 at strike, Musk walks, and the $10 billion was just partnership money. If it's worth more, he gets a savage bargain.
And Cursor's valuation trajectory is straight up.
Vertical. $2.5 billion in January 2025, $9 billion in May, $29.3 billion in November. A $50 billion fundraise was reportedly in progress when this deal hit. The partnership combines Cursor's developer distribution with SpaceX's Colossus supercomputer, which xAI claims has compute equivalent to roughly 1 million NVIDIA H100s. xAI is already renting GPUs to Cursor for training, and two senior Cursor engineers just jumped ship to xAI, reporting directly to Musk.
Why is Cursor worth $60 billion? It's a VS Code fork.
That's exactly the Hacker News critique. Cursor has no proprietary model moat. It uses Anthropic, OpenAI, and xAI models, plus a fine-tuned house model called Composer. Its real asset is a pipe of high-value engineering data and millions of paying developers. In the 2026 AI CapEx arms race, distribution to paying developers is suddenly being priced like oil rights. Musk gets a coding front end to compete with Claude Code, GitHub Copilot, and Codex, plus a vertical stack from xAI compute to the IDE without paying Anthropic or OpenAI tolls.
And the option structure tells you what?
That even Musk isn't sure Cursor is worth $60 billion. He's paying for optionality because nobody in this market can underwrite a fixed price 18 months out. That's the honest signal buried inside the press release. After February's $1.25 trillion SpaceX xAI merger, this is Musk's playbook. Vertical integration across compute, model, and product surface. The question is whether $60 billion for a VS Code fork is genius or the peak bubble tell.
Quick hits, Marcus. And the first one is going to ruin a lot of engineers' mornings.
Late Monday afternoon, Anthropic silently updated its pricing page and support docs to move Claude Code out of the $20 Pro tier and into the Max plan, which starts at $100 a month. Developers noticed within hours. A GitHub issue titled, quote, "Breaking Change, Claude Code CLI removed from Pro plan without notice," filled up fast. Ed Zitron broke the story on Blue Sky. Then, Anthropic's head of growth Amol Avasari went on X and claimed this was, quote, a small test on roughly 2% of new prosumer signups and that existing subscribers weren't affected.
Does the A/B framing hold up?
No, and that's the problem. The main pricing page and the official support documentation were globally edited, not a server-side experiment flag on 2% of users. When pressed on that contradiction, Avasar stopped responding. He did acknowledge Anthropic had already tightened weekly caps and peak hour limits, and hinted that token-based pricing is coming. Pro users dependent on Claude Code are openly weighing OpenAI's Codex and Google's Gemini as replacements.
This connects directly to the tokenizer story we covered Monday.
Same pattern, different surface. Agentic coding tools consume tokens at rates that make flat rate plans a loss leader at every tier. Claude Code is the single feature that made Anthropic the darling of serious developers. It's the product that turned a $20 sub into many engineers' most used tool. Stripping it from Pro, even as a, quote, test, signals Anthropic is burning subscription economics on heavy API users and needs to reprice. The reputational damage is the real story here. Speedrunning goodwill destruction to A/B test a question whose answer the company could already guess is a textbook case of a lab losing touch with its own community.
OpenAI shipped ChatGPT Images 2.0 yesterday, powered by the new GPT Image 2 model, and the demos are circulating hard.
Four headline capabilities, Kate. A thinking mode that lets the model reason and even web search while planning a composition. Output up to 2,000 pixels wide in new aspect ratios. Generation of up to 10 images in a single call. And the feature everyone is talking about. Dramatically improved text rendering, including non-Latin scripts, Japanese, Korean, Hindi, Bengali. OpenAI claims roughly 99% typography accuracy. And independent testers say the model can now reliably produce readable restaurant menus, UI mockups, and multi-panel comics that previous models mangled.
Pricing.
Tokenized. A standard 1024 by 1024 high render lands around 21 cents, about 60% more than GPT Image 1.5 at 13 cents. Standard mode is free for all ChatGPT users. Thinking mode, extended reasoning, and in-generation web search are gated to Plus, Pro, and Business. Independent benchmarking from a site called Wunderbar shows GPT Image 2 and Google's Nano Banana Pro running neck and neck, around a 70% success rate on prompt adherence.
Why does this matter beyond the novelty?
Text rendering was the last major parlor trick gap. Once a model can put legible text in images reliably, entire workflows move from Photoshop to prompt. Marketing assets, product mockups, explainer diagrams, localized ads. That's a real professional services substitution event, not a meme generation upgrade. The thinking before drawing pattern is also significant. It's OpenAI applying the same reasoning time scaling it pioneered in the O series to multimodal generation. On pricing, the jump from 13 to 21 cents per image matters for high-volume users. Expect developers to mix GPT Image 2 with cheaper Google and Open models rather than standardize on one.
Marcus, this next one is going to get a lot of uncomfortable legal attention. Meta.
Reuters obtained an internal memo from Meta Superintelligence Labs describing a program called the Model Capability Initiative, or MCI. It installs tracking software on U.S. employees' work computers that captures mouse movements, clicks, keystrokes, and periodic screenshots while workers use designated work apps and websites. That telemetry feeds straight into training pipelines for Meta's AI agents. A Meta spokesperson told Reuters, quote, "If we're building agents to help people complete everyday tasks using computers, our models need real examples of how people actually use them."
Meta says safeguards protect sensitive content, and the data won't be used for performance assessments. Is that reassuring?
Not on Hacker News, it isn't. One top comment captured the mood. Quote, imagine asking to install spyware on your law firm's laptops because you didn't trust them. Others raised compliance concerns. SRE screens routinely contain customer data, credentials, and regulated information that a screenshot pipeline arguably shouldn't touch. And we're talking about U.S. employees specifically, because even Meta's lawyers probably can't make this work under the EU's GDPR or California's CPRA.
This is the frontier of the agent race, though.
It is. OpenAI's operator, Anthropic's computer use, and Google's agentic Gemini all need training data on how humans actually drive a GUI. That data isn't sitting in a scraped corpus. Meta's willingness to surveil its own workforce to generate it is a blunt admission that the agent race is compute and data constrained in ways the public models don't show. It also sets a new low watermark for workplace privacy. Expect every big lab to quietly evaluate similar programs. If Meta gets away with it, the next generation of computer use agents gets trained on engineers who had no choice.
Anthropic got another $5 billion from Amazon on Monday and committed $100 billion back.
A fresh $5 billion investment, bringing Amazon's cumulative stake to around $13 billion. In exchange, Anthropic committed $100 billion over 10 years in AWS spend, plus agreed to deploy on Amazon's in-house Trainium 2 through Trainium 4 accelerators and Graviton CPUs. The announcement references up to 5 gigawatts of new compute capacity for Claude training and inference, with nearly 1 gigawatt coming online by end of 2026. The structure mirrors Amazon's February arrangement with OpenAI, $50 billion inside a $110 billion round at a $730 billion pre-money.
So Amazon is now underwriting both major U.S. frontier labs?
Yes. And VCs are reportedly circling Anthropic at valuations north of $800 billion. The circular quality here is what Hacker News keeps flagging. Money flows hyperscaler to lab and back as cloud revenue. Amazon invests $5 billion, and Anthropic spends $100 billion at Amazon. On paper, AWS booked a 20 times return before a single GPU gets racked.
And this explains the Claude code story.
Directly. If Anthropic has pledged $100 billion to AWS over 10 years, every unprofitable pro subscription is a drag on deal economics. The circular revenue pattern will eventually collide with investor demands for actual returns. That collision is what the industry is racing to IPO ahead of. For AWS, the strategic win is getting flagship AI workloads off NVIDIA and onto custom silicon. That's the real prize here.
Kimmy K2.6 follow-up. Marcus, we covered the launch Tuesday. What's new from the independent testers?
Artificial Analysis and MarkTech Post both published independent benchmark reads over the weekend. The headline numbers, 54 on humanity's last exam with tools, ahead of GPT 5.4 at 52.1 and Claude Opus 4.6 at 53. 58.6 on Sweatbench Pro versus GPT 5.4 at 57.7. 80.2 on Sweatbench Verified. 83.2 on Browse Comp. The agent swarm claim is 300 sub-agents across up to 4,000 coordinated steps, up from 100 agents and 1,500 steps in K2.5.
Benchmarks should be read with salt.
They are the most gameable artifact in AI. Agent swarms are easy to announce, hard to verify independently. But if even half these numbers hold up under real workloads, the open weight frontier is essentially at parity with the closed frontier. That compresses pricing power for OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google directly. China's open source cadence is relentless and strategic. Release everything. Undercut Western subscription economics. Make it politically awkward for US developers to avoid Chinese models. The pressure on Anthropic's pricing, the reason Claude Code just left the Pro plan, is very much connected to this.
Wednesday, big picture, Marcus. What do today's stories tell us?
Two threads, Kate. First, the AI subscription economy is visibly buckling. Anthropic is testing stripping its flagship feature out of Pro. Meta is mining its own employees for training data. SpaceX is paying $10 billion just for a right of first refusal on a developer tool. The unit economics of frontier AI at consumer prices don't work, and the patches, token-based pricing, surveillance-generated training data, vertical acquisitions are getting visibly less pretty.
And second?
Distribution and data are beating models. Cursor has no proprietary model, but is worth $60 billion because it owns the developer IDE surface. Meta's employee keystrokes are more valuable to Zuckerberg right now than another public dataset. Kimi K2.6's open weights exist in part because Moonshot has no Western distribution and has to give models away to Matter. The quote, best model wins thesis of 2023 is increasingly replaced by, quote, best positioned product wins, and it'll use whatever model is cheapest.
One line to close.
The labs spent 2025 trying to own the model layer. In 2026, they're discovering the actual moat was the product sitting on top of it, Kate. And that realization is reshaping every pricing page, every acquisition, and every surveillance memo you'll read this year.
That's your AI in 15 for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. See you tomorrow.